League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I was out shopping for Mother's Day cards, and I was outraged by how much some of them cost.
I bought three cards the other day. It cost me somewhere in the range of, I think it was like $18.
I was like, are you kidding me? Starting at 9.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. Since when did greeting cards cost so much money?
The funny thing is, too, is that the better the message, the more it costs.
So right.
My mother's card, like, it doesn't open up and play a song. Nothing pops out of it or anything like that.
But if there's something meaningful.
Right, it's got a nice message and a nice photo. I think I paid $7.99 for that card.
Exactly. I saw a card that I picked up that was really sweet, and I was like, this is perfect for my mom. $8.99. And then I started thinking, all right, I'll pay $8.99 for my mom.
I did the same thing.
Right.
I was like, well, it's my mom.
Right.
I love her.
But there's certain people that you're not going to spend that much money on when it comes to greeting cards.
Oh, no, 100%.
So, Raven, what I've done is I've compiled a list of different situations where you have to buy greeting cards. I'm going to tell you who you have to buy the greeting card for, and you're going to tell me the appropriate amount of money to spend.
All right.
All right, let's start with a birthday.
Okay. It's a birthday time. Yeah, I'm the best happy birthday singer, by the way.
It's your mom's 60th birthday.
Oh, my mom's?
Your mom's. 60th. How much do you spend on the card?
60th birthday, $5.
$5.
$5 for mom.
It's your nephew's 5th birthday.
Oh, $1.
$1.99.
He can barely even read.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
He's 5 years old.
He doesn't need a card.
Right.
Okay.
What?
Sad day.
Okay.
It's a funeral.
Oh, no.
It's the loss of your boss's grandfather.
Oh,
you're like, all right.
My boss's grandfather, though.
Right. How much do you spend on that greeting card?
Solid $350. Solid $350 on that.
Okay.
For the boss's grandpa. Probably going to put a little something in there, too. Maybe send some flowers.
Okay.
How about that raise, boss?
Yep. How about the loss of your brother's dog?
Oh,
your
man.
Brother's dog,
you know,
died.
How I feel about dogs.
Skippy. Skippy was a good friend. But now he's dead, and now you have to send a greeting card.
I might frame a picture and send it with a plaque. The card can be cheap. It can be a small card, but I'm gonna have to do something, you know, kind of above and beyond for that
one. Okay. All right, well, you know what? Things just got happy.
Okay.
Now we're at a graduation.
Oh, nice.
It's your son's graduation.
Oh.
But he barely passed. He got like a D. He didn't really work that hard.
Sounds right.
Yeah, it was like his high school year.
Sounds
he slacked
about right.
off. You had to like bail him out a couple times. How much are you spending on that greeting card?
Well, listen, it's not the card. It's the money that's in the card. So $2 on the card because it's really just a money holder.
And you know he's not going to read it anyway because he barely reads.
He's throwing that right over his shoulder. He's like, yeah, he's counting out the cash.
Okay, but now it's your best friend's child graduating high school.
Okay.
And she's the valedictorian because she's smart.
Oh, my
gosh. She's so smart.
$6 or $7 card for her.
Wow.
$6 or $7 card. Easy. And again, she's getting money in the bank, you know?
Okay. All right.
My best friend's daughter.
She's so smart. So much smarter.
And I don't have
your
a daughter.
Kid.
So I'm just filling in the backstory now. I don't have a daughter. I have a son who's a slacker. He's got a lovely girl who's doing great at school, who's committed. Yeah, she gets a nice card.
She gets like an $8 card.
Yeah.
Oh, going to a wedding. It's an old college friend.
Okay.
How much do you spend on an old college friend?
$4. $4 on the card and then a good amount of cash in there. You know, an old college buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We moved away from each other.
Yeah.
And I think his bride's all right, but what are you going to do?
How about your weird cousin that's on wedding number 5?
$1. If I'm going, I don't even think I'm going. I'm sending a card, a regular card.
Yeah.
And I'm getting them $30 gift on Bed Bath Beyond registry.
All right. But now you're going to the royal wedding.
I mean, I'm going.
Yep.
I'm attending.
You're attending the royal wedding. Prince Harry has invited you. Meghan Markle looks beautiful.
Personally invited me.
Yeah. How much are you spending on that greeting card?
I'm going to need somebody to write in calligraphy on parchment.
Yes.
All right. And I'm going to need a candle of sorts to melt down and put the seal on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably making a mortgage payment at this wedding. He won't care. He'll just toss it over his shoulder. He doesn't need it.
He'll donate it to charity.
All right.
All right.
Then
I
guess it's really the parchment comes
in
handy.
So like $300 for that card.
I mean, I don't know how much I could find a calligrapher for in England, but I mean, I have to do a little bit of research.
All right.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.